Lumumba Road in Lusaka's central business district is usually a busy area, but today the streets are almost empty as the Zambian Defense Forces clean up the area. They are clearing drainages, removing heaps of garbage, and sweeping the streets. All the street vendors have been removed in the past week and will not return until further notice. The big markets are closed. Perishable goods worth thousands of euros have gone to waste. Only big supermarkets are still open inside shopping malls. Walia Nondo, a businessman, says he's losing about 400 euros daily due to the shutdown. He runs a restaurant selling ready-made food. There are no customers, as many now prefer to eat from home.
I have several workers who depends on me for their family survival. So they are not on the street, they are just home. It's really, you know, heartbreaking. The situation is so, so pathetic. We are being protected from dying from, you know, cholera. But the thing is that we are dying now from poverty because the economy of this country will never be the same. I think it will take time for us to recover as a country.
Emily Banda sells fruit and vegetables at Foxdale Shopping Mall in another part of Lusaka. But she's also affected because people are staying at home and aren't shopping.
We've been affected so much, such that people are not even coming, you know, where we trade from, because they're scared of the same so-called cholera. Most of, like, tomatoes, like last week, Sunday and Monday, we threw some of the things, a lot of them.
The government has banned gatherings of more than five people until further notice, and this means that all schools and universities in cholera-affected areas remain closed. Natasha Tembo is a 16-year-old grade 12 student in Lusaka's Kanyama Township, one of the most affected areas.
It's horrible. This cholera outbreak is affecting not just me, but my family, and I'm stuck in the house. I'm practically grounded due to the cholera outbreak. I can't go to school, I can't go to church, I can't learn, and I have my exams coming up. I have to do this all by myself.
Economist Patrick Nshindano, who is also executive director of the NGO Civil Society for Poverty Reduction, says the economic effects will be felt for a long time.
We have thousands and thousands of families that will not now suffer or die from issues to do with public health, but will now die economically because they will not be able to sustain themselves, be able to send their children to school. And that's something from a policy perspective that needs to be taken extremely seriously. The investors are wary, even those that are importing, especially foodstuffs on the part of agriculture, are wary and very careful to ensure that the commodities that we export as a country is clean and is not infected.
Health Minister Chitaluchi Lufya says the government has taken a multi-sectoral response in containing the disease. This means that cholera prevention and control requires many sectors and government ministries working together. He says the epidemic is concentrated mainly in Lusaka, while a few sporadic cases have been recorded outside the capital. For now, all public places, including schools and markets, remain closed until further notice. Kathy Short, RFI, Lusaka.